Happy Friday, everyone. I'm not gonna hold you long for this episode, but this is episode 25. Wow. 25. I have people all around the world listening to me in Japan, Portugal, United States, United Kingdom, China. I appreciate it. I really do. On both my Twitters and Instagram, I do have the results of 2019, you know, to wrap it up. They do that every year. And I cannot believe how many people just even click on it. Just to click on my podcast and listen. I'm very thankful. Once again, one person matters. One person. So thank you. Everyone that even just clicked on it, you didn't even have to listen to it. You probably don't even like me or like my voice or like the topics, anything. I do appreciate it. In 2020, I hope it doubles. I hope it doubles. I hope more people can just listen to my podcast. I just don't talk about music. Yes, I'm a musician, but I talk about more things. It's more than life than music. But music is me too. But I like to talk about more things that I've dealt with, what other people dealt with, so people can have a better life, so we all can have a better life. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And just for 2019, I started in October. That's 3 months of just doing these podcasts, and I have so many people listening. I'm just grateful. Thank you. Wednesday quote. In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. Coco Chanel. I'm not going to hold you long. This week has been very, it's kind of been a feminist week, I guess. Talk about forgiving fathers and then talk about female gamers. Today we're going to talk about being a tomboy. So, definition of a tomboy is a girl who enjoys rough, noisy activities traditionally associated with boys. Okay, that's not a really good definition, but cool. So, I repeat it over. A girl who enjoys rough, noisy activities traditionally associated with boys. Okay, so how long have I been a tomboy? Since I was born. I don't know. For some reason, I just like doing boys' activities. I play basketball, football. I like to do wrestling. I like to play poker. I like to play video games. I didn't really like the girly girl. I just did, that just wasn't me. And part of that reason was because I don't know why, but I always thought my father wanted a boy. And if I was a boy, he would probably be in my life. I don't know why I thought that was, and that sounds stupid. I know it does, but that's what I thought. I thought, okay, my dad wanted a boy, so let me see if I can do stuff with boys do and see if he can pay attention. But no, I don't think if it was a boy or a girl, I think he still would have left. So that's just what it is. And I know, I just enjoy doing what guys do. This is for other tomboys. Don't stop what you're doing. If you love football, you like to play video games, you like to play poker, do it. Do it. I don't care. I like to drum. Drumming, girls don't really do. But girls are doing it nowadays, and we're going to continue doing it. Whatever y'all guys can do, we can do. That doesn't mean that you're gay because you're a tomboy. I don't know why people assume that. It means you're different. You're special. You have a special talent. You have a special talent, and everybody's not going to be the same. I like watching football, doing boys' activities, but I can pull it off and put a dress on and be girl. That's not saying I'm a boy. That's not what I'm saying. But I do what I do and you do what you do. And that's how you need to get around with people. Like, it kind of reminded me, I was watching this movie. It's called Love and Basketball. It was, the year was 2000. It's from, the actors and the actress is Amar Epps and Sadie Layton. And it's a good movie about this relationship, about the boy next door. You fall in love with the boy next door. You should research it. But it's a part where Gabrielle Union, you know who Gabrielle Union is, that's Dwayne Wade's wife. She was trying to get Sadie Layton character to get Amar Epps her number, or just like a little note. And it kind of reminisce of what I had to deal with in high school. That kind of like, okay. So Sadie Layton was me in high school. That kind of a little bit. Not really her, but because I didn't have a boy next door. But I'm just saying the way that Gabrielle Union was the popular girl, and you know, she thinks she can get her way. And forcefully put the note in her, I mean, put by her to get to her. You know, that's just kind of things. It's just like, man, that's probably what they thought. They did, and then roll her eyes like, psh, she ain't shit. That's what maybe like 80% of high school was. If the popular girls want to talk to me, it's because I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Not because really for friend-wise. Sorry getting irritated, but I'm just kind of hyped up with the topic. But anyways, yeah, it's your choice. Don't worry about what people say. Don't tell other people you want to not do this and do. You do what you want to do. If you're not harming yourself or others, you can do whatever you want to do. Don't worry about being popular, be you. Because people are going to remember you as being you. You never want to be known as a person that's faking. Because if I go back and some people know me all through my life, they'll say, Ivy, you still haven't changed. No, I haven't. I changed. I haven't changed. I changed, you know, adult. Not changing like my ways. I probably look different, like changing that way. But me as a person, no, I will stay the same till I die. I will never change for no one. Period. That's just period. I would never change for no one else. You should not change for no one else. I don't care what the situation is. So, that is something you need to, I mean, if this even blow up to be famous, it probably is a couple years. You be yourself. Be who you want to be. Always remember that for me. And it's a clothing line called Tomboy. I love this store. It's online. If you want to go research it, it's online. You just put Tomboy clothing and it's have a whole website of all different types of stuff. See, I really want to buy from there, but they don't really have my size. Every time the stuff I, like the dress I want, it's never my size. It'd be like 3. I'm like, I can't fit a 3. The last time I fit a 3, I was in the 10th grade. I can't fit a 3. That whole dress will be ripped. Poor RIP to that dress. Let's see. Yeah, always remember that, guys. Always remember, be yourself rather than someone else. I had to learn this lesson a lot. Sometimes I will play like another person, like I was playing an actress role. No, you be yourself, a human being. And one more thing, guys. One more thing. And this is a big thing I try to tell people. No one's opinion matters at the end of the day. Your job as a person is to be the best person you can be. Your job is to make sure when you leave this earth, you do some type of good. Your job is to pay bills, pay taxes. That is your job in this life. Let's just leave it from there and you'll understand next week. All right, that is it for our topic. Question Friday, yay! So Question Friday, I have gotten a lot of questions. So this is the first one. Do you still drink alcohol? On relapse episode, you talk about how you falling back into alcohol. Yes, the word is non-beneficiary, James. I forgot to say it in the beginning of the episode. I'm sorry about the last episode. And then I was dealing with a little bug around. I apologize. But I understand that. Thank you, James. Do I still drink alcohol? I do drink a shot. I don't know about falling back because I never was an alcoholic. I stopped doing alcohol. I was trying to be Rastafarian, but that didn't really work because there's a lot to it than just not drinking and not doing this. But I do get a shot once in a while. And alcoholism is follows my father's family. They that's why I don't. The Miller family were drinkers. And I try not to fall in that footsteps. So the question, yes, I kind of flip that. But I don't do it every day. Just do it maybe once a week, twice a week. That is question one. Question two. Do you like any other teams than the Colts? Well, I kind of did explain this. I think maybe the early episodes I'll explain again. I do like Notre Dame, Indiana Hooters. Chicago Cubs, the Pacers. I like watching Jamaica soccer, the soccer teams. I love watching soccer, period. I'm a big soccer fan. I don't know what it is. I like watching girls soccer, boys soccer. I just like playing and watching soccer. I was thinking about actually making a small soccer team, but I think about a lot of stuff now. I don't never just execute. That's the life of a Gemini. So that's two. Yes, I do like other teams rather than the Colts. Question three. What are your top 10 favorite Bob Marley songs? Brian from California. Well, my 10. Okay, I can name that on my hand. Because y'all know the story about the suicide. So that's Three Little Birds is my number one. Number two, I like Baby, We Got a Date. That's a Catch a Fire album. Forever Loving Ja. I like Burning and Looting. I like Who the Cat Fit. Zion Train. I like Try Me. That's six. Sun is Shining. I like Natural Mystic. Oh, that's actually nine. I got one more. I like So Much Trouble in the World. I like all those 10 songs. I make sure. Yep, that's 10 songs. Who the Cat Fit. That's one of the great. Oh, man, I love that song. Because it's just. It relates to me. It do. So those are my three favorite top 10 Bob Marley songs. And I like more of his songs. Like Africa Unite. I like all of them. any song of Bob Marley, I'll play it. So. But those are my top 10. Number four. Why do you think the Colts lost to the Titans? Okay, so I can tell you why. Because we don't have a good offense. Injuries. And our defense is okay. So, next year we need to worry about... I did say 2020, just don't worry about a quarterback. But if Tua is low... In the first round in Colts, I forgot what pick we have. I think we have the 23rd. I'm not really sure. But I have to see what pick we have. If Tua goes all the way down, we should get him then. Let him heal for a year. And then next year, because that the quarterback we have now, his contract in 2020. We're not going to be playoff a Super Bowl material next year. So we need to find a quarterback. Get some offensive pieces. Because we got a good line. Well, an okay line. But we need a better one. We got Quincy Nelson. But we just, from Notre Dame. But we just don't. That's not a Super Bowl team. And it starts with the quarterback. It starts with the quarterback. I think we should just get a whole different. I know our running back has been the highest rushing. But we need to just wipe off our whole offense. The defense is not that bad to me. So that's what, just the reason why, is because just offense. We just have and we're inconsistent. We one day want to be good, one day not. We just inconsistent. And I can't wait till February when I start talking about the draft and stuff. That's going to be so fun. Because I love talking about it. But yeah, that's why we lost. It's because our offense is just all over the place. And it's just, we shouldn't have lost that game. We had no business losing that game. We were supposed to win this game. Now, because of the nonsense, we have to sit here and we got to watch. We have to win all four of our games. And if not, we're not even, I don't think we're going to the playoffs, unfortunately. So, yep, that's the reason, offense. Last question. I really love your podcast. The first episode I started listening to you was Just Said Radio. I love the game. Have you ever thought about becoming a game streamer rather than doing music? Not to say your music is bad, but you have so much knowledge about gaming. That's a good question. No, I would never be a game streamer because video games get on my nerves. I don't have the passion like I do with gaming anymore. Like, once I'm done with this Shamoon 3, I'm going to sell my PlayStation. I'm not going to have no more PlayStation. The next thing I'll get may be a PC and be done with it. I'm not getting any more game consoles. I think I made my decision. I'm not getting any more. I will get a PC and that's about it. That's it. Because I can play all the games I want, when I want it. And I can play with people if I want to. I'd rather keep it like that. PC gaming. I already got the screen. I already got the keyboard, the mouse. I just need a freaking console. I mean, not console. PC system. That's all I need. And I'm done. So, no. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. And I just don't have to sit there patience for it. Because so many people cheat now. Like, for example, Modern Warfare, there's so many aimbots in Ground War, it's just not even funny. It's not funny. So, no, I'm good to go with that. I'm good. So, that is it for today's episode. Y'all guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you guys on Monday. Oh, man. I'm so happy for today. It's nice weather outside. I'm just ready to do some music, ready to travel, ready to continue doing this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening again. Wrapping up 2019, 2020, here I come. Much love.